glory to you, Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
King Herod heard of the disciples preaching, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said, it's Elijah. And others said, it's a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard it, he said, John, whom I have beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to John. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptist. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took John's body and laid it in a tomb. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. When we come together for worship, we are honoring the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. It's my estimation that many of us are a bit weary of the ways of the world. So our focus this morning will not be on that delicious, despicable gospel for the day. Which has many parallels to our current day. Instead, we'll resist that and we'll focus on the one who refreshes our soul with God's grace. He is our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Jesus, we're grateful to be together, to worship you in this place. And we pray Holy Spirit, that you would come upon us, move within us, and refresh our weary souls, that we may continue to serve you and your grace. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the book of the Revelation, the writer John says to the church of Ephesus, "You do great things, but you have abandoned your first love." Interesting how the letter to the Ephesians now begins with an exuberant celebration of Jesus. Paul is reminding the church of our first love, Jesus Christ. Seven times in these verses from the first chapter of Ephesians, seven times we hear, "in Christ," or "in him," and I hear exuberance. So for this sermon, what I'd like to do is read a part of it, part of our Ephesians reading, and then maybe say a few words and probably sing a song. In fact, for sure, sing a song. And you are welcome to join me if you'd like to sing along. If you'd rather listen, say a prayer, because we haven't done this kind of singing for a little while. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasures of his will, to the praise of God's glorious grace that God freely bestowed on us in the beloved. Perhaps you've noticed my name is Cheryl Larson Lawing. Come on in. And perhaps you were here as part of the worshiping community from 2004 to 2012. And at that time, my brother was one of your pastors, my brother, Don Larson. Don began his ministry a long time ago. He's older than I am, by the way, so it was a very long time. Don began his ministry as a 15-year-old, actually, from the organ bench. And he was also the choir director of we went to St. John Lutheran School in Mount Prospect, Illinois. And he was the choir director of the children's choir back then as well. A song that we sang is a song that I have loved ever since. My voice does not sound like a child's voice anymore, but I still hear that children's choir singing. My song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? My Lord should take frail flesh and die. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul. Wondrous love is this, oh soul, gain strength from the one who is, who was, who is to come. In him we have redemption according to the riches of God's grace that has been lavished on us. Oh, a hot summer morning. We can remember in this lovely air-conditioned room that God's grace has been lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan in the fullness of time to gather up all things, in things in heaven, things on earth, to gather up all things in him. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards the redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. Beautiful Savior, King of creation, Son of God and Son of Man, truly I love thee, truly I serve. I said that on May 14th. Sorry, I get emotional. May 14th was the last time I preached in the church I had served for over 19 years. In the last 3 weeks in that time, I utilized a Wendell Berry quote. And we thought about it in a variety of ways. And I wanted to offer it to you in case You have a weary soul also. It said, expect the end of the world. Laugh. Laughter is immeasurable. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Practice resurrection. As we serve our first love, as we are refreshed in a deeper understanding, as we listen to God's word, as we sing praise, as we are refreshed in Him, as you are able, go from this place and practice resurrection for Jesus' sake. Amen.